Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast.
Welcome to Mixtape Theology. This is Dr. Ashley. I'm glad that you have joined me for this bonus podcast of Mixtape Theology. Here at Mixtape Theology, myself and my partner, Rachel Cash, love to talk about 90s contemporary Christian music, look at the lyrics of some of our favorite songs from way back in the day, dig into the theology of those songs, and see what we can learn, how we've grown, as well as get nostalgic and just have fun. And often in these bonus podcasts, that's what they are about, is just having some fun with the nostalgia and some of the songs. So today, here's what we're going to do. We've got another opportunity where we have gathered things that our followers have said, and we want to make a podcast out of that. So a while back, we posted a meme that we had made using a contemporary Christian music song and put it in King James English. And so I bet you can guess the song we used. When I say it, it'll be easy. Saddleth ye horses, blazeth the trail before thee. Okay, there's something about just talking in King James English, with a British accent, which I struggle with my British accent. Sometimes it becomes an Irish accent and British, and it's back and forth, and then Australia creeps in there. I'm not a good accent guy, but it's just kind of fun to do. Yes, that was Great Adventure, Stephen Curtis Chapman. So I want to read some of the best ones that we got from you guys, some of our followers on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as you proposed songs if they were written in King James English. And you know, so here's what I'm going to do, kind of make it even as a game. As you're listening, see if you can guess the song before I give the answer. And this is even a game you could play at a small group party, Sunday school party, and have people write songs or something in King James English. It's kind of a fun exercise to do. So here we go. Susan and Ryan Chesser gave us this one. Do not take unto thee the milk of bovines, or scoop the saccharine lumps. They are powerless to console the soul of thyself. Well, if you didn't recognize that, that is from the song Daybreak Meal in Sheol. Or yes, the Newsboys, Breakfast in Hell. Okay, I'll spare y'all the attempt at the accents. I won't do that anymore. And then we had another Breakfast in Hell from Dan Snigowski. When thy leavened bread has been scorched, and thy milk hast spoiled, and the king of crunch hast bid thee for farewell. Yes, Breakfast in Hell. Aki Smith, see if y'all know this one. I adore the genre of spoken words set to music in the past and yet to come. If you desire to be among my company, then you best come to an agreement that we whilst groove and dance to a booty shaking and foot stepping mixture. Well, that is from I Love Rap Music by DC Talk. Jesse Edmondson brings us this one. What therefore shall the people conclude when they find that I am a Jesus zealot? Oh, I love that. What will people think when they find I'm a Jesus zealot? We could make some cool t-shirts and bumper stickers with that. Nathan Ludwig sent us this. Yea, verily, our God art an awesome God. He reigneth from yon heaven above, full of all wisdom, beyond all sages, omnipotence, and charity. Our God art an awesome God, most verily. Nice, Nathan. Bring in some rich mullen. Sarah Awa said, thou art beholden to like it. Thou art beholden to love it. Thou knowest thou needest a modicum of Jesus in my life. This is from DC Talk, like it, love it, need it. John Whaley said this, lavishly our lives art wasteth. Humbleness is left untasteth. I just want to take a break here. It's amazing how some of these came out like a psalm or poetry from the Bible when you took lyrics to some of these songs and made them in King James English. So back to John's submission. Lavishly our lives are wasteth, humbleth is left untasteth. Thee cannot live thine life to please thyself. Yea, that is a tip from mine mistakes. Exactly what it doth not take to win thee have got to come in last place. To live thine life, thee have got to lose it. And all the losers get a crown. Me get down, and he lifts me up. Me get down, and he lifts me up. Me get down, and he lifts me up. Me get down. Of course, audio adrenaline, get down. And Paul Portell, who always seems to have some good PFR references, I've already given you a hint of the group. How come I didn't go the distance and try to impress thee, but rather was satisfying thine self? When all is said and done and thou heart is shattered, I view the error of attempting to impress thine own ways. Well, this would be great links from Pray for Rain, PFR. We've had fun with this, and I hope this will get you thinking, man, that's even something you could do on a road trip with your family in the car, listen to a song, and then have someone make an attempt out of doing the song in King James English. So this has been a lot of fun. We love doing these bonus podcasts. And we beseech ye, therefore, which that word beseech, I strongly urge, beseech you to go check out some more of the stuff that we do at Mixtape Theology. Go check out what we got going on at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of our social media. Go listen to more podcasts. There's fun ones like this, and there's serious and deep ones, stuff that will encourage you, stuff that will get you thinking, and artists that we've interviewed. And hey, blessings. Selah. We love you, and we're thankful for all our listeners, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
The Mixtape Theology Podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.